Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1 WAJI. I'm not trying to be, I don't know how to really phrase this in a way that doesn't sound provocative on purpose, but I'm not trying to be provocative on purpose.
Okay.
But today I'm not wearing underwear.
Oh, wait, you're not wearing underwear over there? You know what? I think I have a pair of underwear in my top right-hand drawer.
The promotional underwear?
Yeah,
we had?
the Andy's underwear run that we did.
A handful of years ago? I might need that.
No, you know what? They're actually Speedos.
Okay, I don't want that.
They're thongs. Yeah, they're thongs.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and why don't you hang on to those?
Well, I mean, it's better than nothing, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that it is.
Oh, okay.
This morning.
Yeah, why aren't you wearing underwear?
Well, I usually lay out my clothes the night before.
Uh-huh.
And I put them in the bathroom so I don't wake up anybody. So I kind of lay out the clothes and I try to move like a ninja in the night.
Oh, okay.
Getting dressed in the morning.
Okay.
Okay?
You don't want to wake your family up.
Right.
I get that.
I'm like Batman. Now, this morning, I had an event last night. I was working with Dirk Rowley and the Fort Wayne Center for Learning. We hosted it's called the Brain Game. Doesn't matter. It's a charity event. Mm-hmm. It's a fundraiser. And a bunch of businesses in town try to win, and they get a bunch of teams together. And so we were hosting that, and I didn't get home till late. And I thought I'd laid my clothes out, and I didn't. So this morning when I woke up, I realized I missed a step.
Oh, you missed an important step.
And I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Andy, just turn around.
Go back into your
where you sleep, where your dresser is. Grab some underwear, move on with your life. No, I'm a ninja. And I said to myself,
who cares?
I'm going to give this a whirl. I'm going to see what this is all about today.
Oh, gosh. You chose today to do that?
Well, I already had an excuse, and the fact is I was kind of already running late.
Oh, okay.
And I said, you know what? Let's just give this a go. No mm-hmm. one will know.
Right. Until you just told everybody listening, including me. Now I know you're not wearing underwear over there.
And I have to tell you, I'm not looking to live on this topic, but I am saying there is a renowned freedom.
Oh, is there? Okay. Yeah, I usually wear underwear, so I guess I wouldn't know that renowned freedom. But I do know guys that like to go commando.
You always like to have a saddle because you never know when you need to ride. You know what I'm saying, boys?
What in the world did you just say there?
Sometimes, well, I guess what I'm saying is usually you like some form of containment.
Oh, okay.
Because you never know, you know, maybe I have to go stop a criminal. And I have to do a dead sprint through downtown Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
And I'll have to tackle him.
Happens all the
time. In which case, being commando would not be a very advantageous endeavor. Today, I realized I haven't run after a criminal ever.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that I need to be saddled. And here I am feeling the freedom.
Okay.
That many people feel.
So do you like that freedom, I guess? I mean, do you like, you know, like...
I'm saying it's different. Yeah. I'm saying, like, when you talk to people... And I've never done this because I'm too self-conscious. But when you go skinny dipping, or maybe you've gone into a hot tub,
mm-hmm.
or you've gone into a lake or a pool late at night and you haven't worn a bathing suit.
Yeah, that's the best, man.
It feels
amazing.
Freeingly
yes,
different.
It Free, does.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it does. You wouldn't think it's freeingly different. But I'm here to tell you. I am changing my opinion on that.
I got to tell you, and I've told you this before, I've shared this before, that I love going into the ocean and taking my bathing suit off and just floating with the waves.
You become one with the current.
I do, and I love it. I love that feeling.
When do we get our cameras in here? I'm doing lunges.
I'm telling you, our cameras are coming, I think, next month.
Well, maybe not now. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Kat, would you like to describe to listeners who may not know what random facts is?
Well, these facts are facts, and they are indeed random in no rhyme or reason. And they are like little radio potato chips. You could just take a handful. Uh-oh, do I have something else up on my computer?
Yeah, we usually Kat plays our radio sound
effects. Yeah, my radio sound effects. Well, I've got it pulled up right here.
All right, go ahead. Give it a go.
All right, here we go.
There you go. Little radio potato chips coming at you with a loud mouth chewing sound effect. Look at the Marconi Awards coming into our show for this bad boy.
We failed to play this sound effect one time during random facts, and we did get you know, listeners the calling
complaints.
Us out. Yeah.
The complaints.
Well, I wouldn't call it a complaint. They were just like, hey, where's that sound effect? I look forward to that.
Random facts. Chlorine was first added to pools in the 1940s because it could kill polio. And that is why pools now have chlorine in them full time, because it helps kill bacteria and other things in the pool.
Yeah, yeah, like urine.
Urine, pee-pee.
Urine, pee-pee. In the pool.
You ever had a coach say that to you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Did you swim?
No. Like if you're on the bench or if you were like going to be put in the game.
Oh, they would say, you're in, pee-pee. That should be our catchphrase here on the show.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic, classic joke. Classic joke in the Beckman household.
Okay. Yeah.
I have an uncle, or I had an uncle who would say that all the time. Like, who's ready to eat at family gatherings? Andy, why don't you go? You're in, PP. Random facts. The reason a top 40 song has only 40 songs is because back in the 50s, jukeboxes used to only hold 40 songs. And so that is why there's a top 40 and not a top 50.
Isn't that whatever. Cool? That is a really cool random fact.
Ooh, I just got a splinter.
There's only a thin layer of wood over there next to you.
And it just stabbed me in the artery. All right, sorry. I just jumped a mile behind the scenes here. All right. Oh, and I'm bleeding. All right. Random facts. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know this, and now you will. The term hooker started in the 1820s when ladies of the night would hang out in part of Manhattan called Corler's Hook.
Oh, really?
So you, for our lady of the evening, and sometimes they call that the oldest profession in America.
Yeah.
It's because it started in an area of Manhattan called Corler's Hook. And that was, my friends, ladies who were there, were
hookers. Huh.
There you go. Up and down the dial. Nobody else is teaching that today.
No.
Random facts. Steven Spielberg outbid James Cameron for the rights to Jurassic Park just a few hours before Cameron himself was trying to get him. Huh. Cameron was mad he missed out on Jurassic Park and the rights to make the movie because he said, quote, I would have made it a lot nastier.
Oh, man.
Much nastier.
Why'd you say it like that?
You know what? That's a great point.
I
don't know why I said it kind of like that. That's a really good point. I don't know why I did that.
You made that nasty.
Random facts. Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1.
The zoo opens up when next weekend?
Yeah, the zoo opens next weekend. And then sad news at the zoo, and we'll talk more about it at the top of the hour, but the passing of the male African lion Bahati yesterday. Had cancer, had been part of the zoo since 2016, and actually would come up to the glass and kick it for quite a while. So it seemed like a very friendly lion. And scheduled on our show on Monday is Rick Skideman, who is the executive director of the zoo. Mm-hmm. We did talk yesterday via text, but we were just confirming our time, and he's looking to bring in animals on Monday. But obviously, we'll have to ask questions. Like, I don't know how you go and get another lion.
I'm sure there's a waiting list of zoos trying to
In the past they've done zoo. They do like
swaps.
They do zoo exchanges because we've sent babies that have been born in zoo captivity to then other zoos.
Yeah.
Once they are, you know, weaned and appropriate. But it is one of those things that I didn't realize. So, like, let's say you buy a lion or whatever. I don't know how it works, right? There's a lion transaction.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get one. Then there's a trial period. Because we still have a female lion, I'm not mistaken. I forget her name.
Yeah.
And then you got to make sure that they don't hate each other.
Oh, Because if they don't get along, you can't keep them
right.
Because
you don't want to watch them attacking each other.
Right. That would be bad.
You know what I'm saying? And so then there's a lot of that where there's this behind the scenes where they put them out with each other after the zoo is closed. That way, little Timmy doesn't see, you know, lions going at each other in a non-playful way. So, yes. And sometimes that happens when you get younger males and older females.
Okay.
Younger males are very active in all ways, including romantically.
Yes.
Because they don't know any better. And then older females don't want anything to do with young men.
Of course. Okay. Yeah.
Because there's a maturity lacking. You're biting my ear all the time. No, I'm not in the mood. Uh-huh. I've got a headache. You guys know I'm very well versed in lion mating rituals. And so, anyway, I don't know how that got derailed, but some of what I said was true.
Yeah. I'm glad you put that disclaimer out there.
The spirit of what I was saying was true. All right. Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. I do have a little bit of a personal request that maybe parents who are ahead of me in life might be able to help me out.
Okay.
My family is searching for a reading coach.
A reading coach? Is this for your oldest child, your 8-year-old, Hudson?
Yeah, I'm phrasing it like that because that was a way that we... I mean, it's really a reading tutor for someone who's going to be in third grade next year. My wife and I have never gone down this road, but we do talk a lot in sports analogies because my son likes to play Little League Baseball. He's a really good swimmer. He has coaches in his form of life, and I think it would be good if he had a reading coach. And sometimes in life, when you have a voice that isn't your parents, you get more response. Because I can get, like my daughter Violet, she had her first softball practice yesterday.
How'd she do?
Really good. Really good. And she takes direction well from coaches, not so much from me.
Yeah.
You know? But my son is very coachable. He takes direction from me. Not every offense works the same on every kid. Teachers would know that. Mm-hmm. And I guess we've never gone down that road. I know a lot of people do math tutors. Math is right in his wheelhouse. That's a natural thing. But if anybody has any insight, you want to reach out to me, you can always text the show or you can reach out to me on Facebook. Yeah, it was my wife is texting me this morning that sort of a heartbreaking conversation but a good one.
Yeah.
When an 8-year-old has the maturity to say, "Yeah, Mom, I need some help."
That is good.
As opposed to being embarrassed
for asking for help.
I know I would have been embarrassed.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I would have been so shameful
I'd be okay, you know?
Oh my God, yeah. I told you before, I got a little reading hiccup in my arsenal. Like I can't read. I don't know if I could be good on television as a news anchor because I can't read cold without already pre-reading it in my head. Now, that doesn't mean I have dyslexia. It's more like a reading anxiety. Mm-hmm. It is a reading, like I hated reading aloud in school.
Don't you add words to the paper?
Like I do.
When you start reading you're reading in front of you.
I have trouble reading word for word.
You skip around a little bit. And I've noticed that when you do news too.
Well, I do that is a little, like some of that's a conscious decision to move stories around in the morning. Because Kat gets a copy of my script. But I treat the script more like bullet points.
Yeah.
And so my little quirk actually works well on the radio as a skill set for communicating whatever we call the news. More like just stories to know. But yeah, I have trouble reading word for word like when I'm reading stories aloud to my kids.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know why that is.
And you know they're paying attention because they're following along with their little finger, you know?
Oh,
so
yeah.
This is a case where, you know, you need to read word by word.
Right.
But I had that problem too growing up and my mom would smack my finger every time that I added a word that wasn't there.
Oh, yikes.
Like, yeah.
Andy and Kat, quick phone call into the show. Good morning. Hi.
Hi. You know what?
Remember that one time when I said sometimes we get butt dials?
Yeah, you're right.
If your butt, we're number one in butts.
Yeah, we
okay?
are.
Okay, butts right. love our show, as they call us all the time. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. One of my favorite stories today, and I don't have a ton of insight, is Red Lobster. So I saw this yesterday afternoon. There is talk that Red Lobster is thinking about filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy. First of all, how does that story get out? That it's leaked like we're contemplating
bankruptcy. Yeah, maybe we want to do this.
Like who in your boardroom is talking to the media and saying that, like, I mean, obviously there's a leak because you either are or aren't. That's usually how a press release works. We're teetering on it because our endless shrimp promotion.
I can't believe this.
We did is one of the main contributing factors, although not all. Because we lost $11 million when we did the endless shrimp promotion. Now, bankruptcy isn't mean like we're putting for sale signs in our yard.
Right.
It's government relief. It's restructuring of your assets. Usually it's restructuring of debt. So there is a chance. It's not going away. The brand is too popular. But this is one of those things that you get some forgiveness and then you don't get a line of credit. Just like when you declare bankruptcy as a person, individually, you can't pay your bills. Guess what? No one's going to give you a credit card so you can go buy a truck. All right. So I don't know what any of that means. I do know if you go to places in the Midwest, Red Lobster is popping, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Popping. And then if you go to the coast. Like when I lived in California and there were times in my life I lived in major metropolitan cities, Red Lobsters were trash. Mm-hmm. They were like, and if you, barely, they can't survive on the Eastern Seaboard because they want to go to like Larry's Fresh Catch of the Day, the local spot.
And the national chain
just doesn't survive. But here it does a killing. I mean, right now there's so many people lined up. It's like Texas Roadhouse, Olive Garden, and Red Lobster are just always going to be fine. At least here. But to find out that you're in the whole $11 million, and that might be the tipping point, I just find it interesting.
Red Lobster has been known for its endless shrimp deal, so yeah. They made it a permanent menu option in June.
Oh, man.
They did increase the price from $20 to $25 because of the losses, but I don't think that was enough. And why would you make this a permanent option
if it's a loss leader?
Menu, if it's a loss leader.
And put you in the hole like that.
Oh, yikes.
We do have a couple 5:30 a.m. club listeners this morning. They were up early because we were mentioning it. And they are like, the only time we go as a family to Red Lobster is during their endless shrimp promotion.
Oh, wow.
So they actually pay attention to that.
Okay.
I know in the past they did like endless crab.
They did endless lobster too.
Oh my gosh. But it's never the big one in the commercial.
Oh gosh, no.
It is like the smallest
lobster you can see.
I was like these malnourished lobsters. I mean, like none of them look like they're full grown. And I'm always taken back, but I'm like, that's a lobster too? Looks like a lobster finger. I'm like, what is that? That is such, it's like one bite. And they're like $28.50. We're getting ready to play Things You Should Know. Call into our show now, 260-467-9500. One more time, 260-467-9500. Things You Should Know. That's our four-question game. General knowledge questions in which we think most people know the answers. First one right, you get to move on. If at any point you miss an answer, we go to the next caller on the line. So if you don't get selected right away, make sure you keep calling in because there's a chance you can swoop in for the win. Playing today for what?
We have two tickets to the Vera Bradley Outlet Sale that's going to be coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, May 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And then we also have a Vera Bradley tote for you, which is really nice.
Yeah, the first 3 days of the sale are the days in which you need a ticket. Mm-hmm. And this is a voucher ticket that gets you into any of the sessions, okay? Zandy and Kat, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Nikki. Yes.
Want to give it a go?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I picked up the phone and I dialed your number. Of course I want to give it a go.
I know. Well, I've played before and I've gotten a butt dial.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
I've got somebody who is like...
In all fairness, Nikki, he has.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Okay.
So, Nikki,
all right.
Question one. Question one of four. Things you should know. Finger licking good is the famous slogan of which fast food chain?
KFC.
All right, very good. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Where's my major radio market?
There you go. Very nice. Yeah. Good job, Nikki.
Thank you.
All right, Nikki. Space news.
Oh, no.
I know. I say the same thing.
I know.
Here we go.
Can you name the planet, Nikki? That lie. What? Why did you get mad, guys?
I don't know. The only thing, when you say planet, I don't want to give away the answer if I...
Well, it's not Uranus.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say Uranus.
Everybody wants to... Let's just do it. Let's just get it out there.
It's not Uranus?
Uranus.
Okay.
Is everybody good?
It's not Uranus.
Okay. Talk show question.
Number
Alex Trebek voice.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
What planet, Nikki, lies between Earth and Mercury?
Earth and Mercury?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. While you stall, I'm sorry, one more time.
Venus
is right.
Oh my gosh, you got it right, Nikki. Was that a guess? Did you just guess on that?
Yes.
All right. Very nice.
It's not
Uranus. It's Venus.
Did you guys think Venus because it rhymes with something else?
Mm-mm.
I know you, Kat.
I know. Nikki, did you?
I don't know. It was the only one I could think of.
Mm-hmm. So this is a Freudian answer.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
All right. Question 3 of 4. Ooh, it's sports related. Okay.
Uh-oh.
We just had the Masters golf tournament last week. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is the term for when a score of one stroke under par on a hole is called? So if you get one stroke better than par, you just scored a blank.
30.
Is exactly right. Yeah.
Good job.
Okay.
Now, did you guess on that too?
Yeah. Nothing rhymes with that,
well,
guys.
It's literally the only one I know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
You're right. That's good. Because that's why it's things you
or
should know.
Or hole in one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, those.
Yeah. No, you got it right. Birdie's right. All right, Nikki, for the clean sweep here.
Okay.
Classic.
Oh, no.
Now, I think you got the shot at this. I guess it could be generational, but I think you got a good shot. In the television sitcom Frasier. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, come on. Kat's already quitting. What is Frasier Crane's profession? What is that character's profession?
Okay. I think I know this one.
Frasier Crane's profession is he's a psychiatrist.
Yay!
Yay! Yes, he's a psychiatrist.
Very good, Nikki. Look at that.
Oh, my
God.
I'm a little stunned still.
I know. Is there just this huge anxiety relief now that you've won?
Yes, my heart is actually racing.
I know. I know this. What a jolt this guy is.
Oh, my gosh.
I get it.
Nikki, congratulations. You're going to the Vera Bradley Outlet Sale. We'll see you out there, okay?
Yay. Oh, yes. Thank you.
We'll